Hey, this is Mac, co-host of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast, back with another episode of Deathbed Dave, which I wrote with my good friend Bob. Let's go. Interior, modern apartment, day. Dave is following a real estate agent into an empty living room. The real estate agent opens a sliding glass door to a balcony overlooking the skyline of Atlanta. So, in addition to the sauna and the wine cooler and the media room, you have this amazing view of the city. Dave, I'll take it. Interior, jewelry store, day. Dave stands at a glass case speaking to a jeweler on the other side of the case. The jeweler places a diamond necklace on the case for Dave to look at. Jeweler, what do you think of this one, sir? Dave, it's beautiful. Jeweler, indeed. Dave, wrap it up. Jeweler, do you want to know the cost? Dave, no thanks. Just put it in a box. The jeweler turns his back to Dave and boxes up the necklace. That's one lucky lady you have. Dave, I'm the lucky one. Jeweler, how long have you been together? Dave, not long at all, only a few weeks. Jeweler, well, then you better slow down. Dave, why's that? The jeweler turns back to Dave and hands him the jewelry box. At this rate, you're going to run out of money. Dave, yeah, I'm not too worried about that. Jeweler, then I hope to see you again soon, sir. Dave smiles and nods and walks out the door. Exterior, Northside Hospital parking lot, day. Dave walks up to the main entrance as Val walks outside to greet him. Val, hey, Dave. Dave, hello there. They hug and kiss. Dave, so why did you invite me here today? I've never been on a date at a hospital. Val, I'm a non-traditional girl and this is a non-traditional date. Dave, okay. So what are we doing? Val, I told you that I was treated for my cancer here, right? Dave, yes. Val, well, I make it a point to pay them back by volunteering every now and again. Dave, well, that's cool. Is that what we're doing today? Volunteering? Val, yeah, with kids. Dave, kids? Val, kids with cancer. Dave, oh boy. Val, you gonna be okay? Dave, I don't know. Val, you spend every day with people that have accepted death. I want you to spend some time with people that are fighting to be alive. Dave, yeah, but kids? Val, don't worry. They won't let you be sad. Dave, really? Val, yeah, come with me. Val takes him by the arm and leads him to the lobby entrance. Val continues, quick question. Any chance you know how to make balloon animals? Interior, Northside Hospital lobby, day. Dave is standing in front of a small group of kids wearing a clown outfit. Face paint, wig, red nose, baggy pants, and suspenders. The kids are laughing as Dave makes faces and dances. A group of parents take pictures of the kids laughing. Connor, a young boy, bald, pale, with a hose coming out of his nose, approaches Dave and tugs on his pant leg. Dave looks down and smiles. Hey dude, what's up? Connor, can I take a picture with you? Dave, of course. Dave squats down and smiles as Connor takes a selfie. Dave, thanks, buddy. That made my day. Connor, no problem, Mr. Clown. High five. Dave smiles and he and Connor high five. Dave, what's your name? Connor. Connor. Dave, well, it was a pleasure to meet you, Connor. Connor, see you around. Dave, yeah, see you around. Dave stands up and watches Connor walk away. Val approaches and sees Dave watching the boy. Val, did you make a friend? Dave, yeah, I guess I did. Val, what was his name? Dave, Connor. Val, now you see why I do this? Dave gets a little choked up. Yeah. Val, I just wish I could do more. Dave, like what? Val, like if I suddenly came into money, I'd give it all to these kids, to this place. Dave, really? Val, wouldn't you? I mean, is there a better way to spend your money? Dave looks around uncomfortably. I guess. Val, are you okay? Dave, this is just a lot to take in. Think I need some fresh air. Val, okay, let's go outside. Dave, no, you stay here. I just need a couple minutes. Val, okay. Dave gives her a kiss on the cheek and walks away. Exterior, hospital, day. Dave walks outside and takes off his clown wig. He sits down on a bench and rubs his forehead. Exterior, nursing home, day. A car pulls up in front of the nursing home. Gleason gets out and walks to the front door. Lou is sitting on a bench by the front door, and Gleason confronts him. Gleason, you're begging for change at a nursing home? Lou, yeah. Well, change or food. Gleason, you know these people are on a fixed income, right? Lou, guess I didn't think of that. Gleason, good God, homeless and stupid. Lou, yeah, but I'm a hell of a dancer. Gleason, yeah, I bet. Lou, got a couple bucks you can spare? Gleason, no. Lou, had to take a shot. Gleason, I see you at the diner talking to Deathbed Dave once in a while. You friends with him? Lou, he really doesn't like that name. Gleason, so you are friends? Lou, what do you care? Gleason, I'm just a curious guy, that's all. Lou, what's your beef with Dave? Gleason, when you see your buddy, tell him I'm onto him. Lou, onto him? Gleason, just tell him. He'll know what I mean. Lou, I'm happy to pass along your important message to Dave. Lou holds out his hand. How about a tip? Gleason, here's a tip. Get out of here before I call the cops and tell them that you're harassing people. Lou, funny how you have to call real cops to get anything done. Gleason, see you around, asshole. Lou, fuck you too. Gleason, watch your step, dirtbag. Gleason walks into the nursing home. Lou stands up and collects his belongings and walks away shaking his head. Interior, bar, night. Gleason enters the bar. Cops in uniform and plain clothes look at him disapprovingly. He spots Scott, a cop, in a booth and walks over. The three other cops sitting with Scott get up and leave when Gleason walks over. Gleason, hey man. Scott, have a seat. Gleason, those guys didn't have to leave. Scott, cops get paranoid. You're not one of us. Gleason, I'm not the enemy either. Scott, yeah, but you're not a cop. Don't worry about it. You said you had something to talk about. Gleason, I think there's been a theft at the nursing home. Scott, you think? Gleason, I'm pretty sure. Scott, you got any evidence? Gleason, no hard evidence, mostly a gut feeling. Scott, your gut looks pretty full. Gleason looks down. I know I'm not in the greatest shape. Scott, you know we can't arrest or convict people based on gut feelings, right? Gleason, yes. Scott, and you know you're just a security guard at a nursing home. Gleason, yeah, but I still want to be a real cop. Scott, I think your window of opportunity has closed. Gleason, not if I can prove this, but I need your help. Scott, I don't have time for this shit, man. Go play games with somebody else. Gleason, come on, man, hear me out. Scott stands up. I've heard enough. Call me when you actually have some evidence. Scott walks away. Gleason is left at the table. He looks around the room and sees the cops looking at him and shaking their heads. Exterior, storage facility parking lot, day. Dave steps out of his car carrying a bag and walks toward the storage facility entrance. Interior, Gleason's car, day. Gleason watches Dave walk toward the storage facility. He holds up his phone and takes a photo of Dave walking in the front door. Interior, storage unit, day. Dave grabs a few stacks of money from the duffel bag in the unit and puts it in the bag he brought with him. Interior, storage facility lobby, day. Dave walks by the manager, young, Middle Eastern, at the front desk. Dave, have a good one, man. The manager has his back to Dave and is watching TV. He raises his hand to acknowledge Dave but keeps his back to Dave and his eyes on the TV. Manager, take it easy. Interior, Gleason's car, day. As Dave exits the facility, Gleason holds up his phone and takes another photo. Gleason watches Dave get in his car and drive away. Once Dave's car has left the parking lot, Gleason gets out of his car and enters the storage facility. Interior, storage facility lobby, day. Gleason enters the lobby and approaches the manager. Gleason, hey partner. The manager ignores Gleason and continues watching TV. Gleason, hey, I'm talking to you. The manager turns around and faces Gleason. Gleason, was that so fucking hard? Manager, can I help you? Gleason, yeah, you can help me. He pulls out his security guard badge and quickly shows it to the manager. I have some questions about the guy that was just in here. Manager, are you a cop? Gleason, I just showed you a badge, didn't I? Manager, can I see that again? Gleason, you some kind of smartass, Muhammad? Manager, no, I just... Gleason, There's been a complaint about possible suspicious activity here at your facility. Manager, officer, we keep all of our tenant information confidential. Gleason, I'm fully aware of that. Have you seen any suspicious activity around here? Manager, no, I haven't. We have a strict no-tolerance policy here regarding any unlawful activity. Gleason, that's good. Would it be possible to take a look at the last gentleman's storage unit? Manager, not without a warrant. Do you have a warrant? Gleason, look, I can go get one, but I don't think you want that kind of trouble, do you? Manager, what type of trouble? Gleason, well, instead of just having a quick look at Dave's storage unit, I could call my friends in the FBI and tell them I overheard you making a terrorist threat. How's that for trouble? Manager, but I don't have the combination to the lock. Gleason, bullshit, Muhammad. I know you guys have a master list with all the lock combinations. The manager comes out from behind the desk with a clipboard and leads Gleason down the hall to Dave's storage unit. Gleason, let's go, Muhammad. Open it up. Manager, my name isn't Muhammad. Gleason, whatever. You all look the same to me. Just open it up. The manager enters in the combination into the keypad and the unit opens up. Gleason, stay out here. Gleason enters the unit and sees a green duffel bag. He opens the bag and sees all the money inside. Gleason pulls out his phone and takes a few pictures of the money and walks back out to the hallway. Gleason, okay, close it up. Manager, that's it? Gleason, yep, all done. The manager presses a key on the keypad and the door closes. Gleason stuffs a $20 bill in the manager's shirt pocket. Gleason, thanks for your help. Manager, I never caught your name, sir. Gleason, just keep quiet about this. We don't want to tip off the bad guys. Gleason walks out of the storage facility. The manager reaches into his pocket and takes out the $20 bill. Manager, to himself, 20 bucks? Cop my ass. Interior, Val's office waiting room, day. Gleason enters and approaches the receptionist's desk. Receptionist, can I help you? Gleason, hi. Yes, I need to speak to Dr. Alderson. Receptionist, do you have an appointment? Gleason, no. Receptionist, are you an existing patient? Gleason, no. Receptionist, then what is this regarding? Gleason, I have some information for her regarding her boyfriend. Receptionist, are you with the police? Gleason, not exactly. Just tell her that Gleason from the nursing home is here. Receptionist, sure. I'll be right back. The receptionist gets up and walks out of sight. Gleason looks around the waiting room at the waiting patients. The receptionist returns quickly. Have a seat, sir. She'll be right with you. Gleason turns and sits in a chair in the waiting room. He picks up a magazine and flips through the pages while scanning the room. Val walks through the door to the examining rooms and approaches Gleason. Val, hello, Gleason? Gleason, yes, hi, Val. I've seen you at the nursing home before. Val, yes, I remember. How can I help you? Gleason, well, this is more about how I can help you. Val, how so? Gleason, I've got some information about your boyfriend that I'd like to share. Val, okay. Gleason, just bear with me here, but there are some things you don't know about Dave. Val looks around the waiting room and notices the patients listening in. Val, can we step outside? Gleason, of course. Val opens the office door and Gleason follows her out to the hallway. Interior, hospital hallway, day. Gleason closes the door as they both step into the hallway. Gleason, I know this is coming at you pretty fast. Val, who the fuck do you think you are? Gleason, I'm... Val, you walk into my office and start talking shit about my boyfriend in front of my patients? Gleason, hey, take it easy. Val, how about I call the nursing home and tell them that their asshole security guard is harassing me at work? Gleason, just settle down. That won't be necessary. Val, and why the fuck not? Gleason, because you're going to want to hear what I have to say and see what I have to show you. Val, you've got 2 minutes before I call hospital security, real security, and have you tossed out of here. Gleason, fine. Val, well, let's hear it. Gleason, Dave isn't the good guy you think he is. Remember Phil, the guy from the nursing home? You met Dave at his burial? Val, well, of course I remember Phil. Gleason, well, Phil had a secret. He had stolen a large sum of money when he was younger. Val, really? Gleason. Yes, and Dave knew about it. How do you think Dave's been able to afford that new apartment and all the nice stuff he's been buying for you? Val, I didn't ask. Gleason, maybe you should have. Val, bullshit. Gleason, bullshit? I don't think so. Check this out. Gleason takes out his phone and talks to Val as he swipes through the photos. Gleason, that's Dave walking into Phil's storage unit. That's Dave walking out with a bag full of money. Here's a shot of the remaining money inside the unit. Val takes it all in and hesitates before speaking. Well, how do you know it's Phil's money? Maybe it's Dave's. Maybe he doesn't trust banks. Gleason, I know it's Phil's. I found the information in his footlocker before he died. Val, what were you doing going through Phil's things? Gleason steps back, surprised by the question. Val continues, and how the fuck did you know I met Dave at Phil's burial? Gleason, Val, get out of here, now. Gleason starts to walk away. Val continues, you come near me again and I'm calling the cops. Gleason walks down the hallway out of Val's sight. Her phone vibrates in her pocket. She takes her phone out and sees a text from Dave. Can't wait to see you tonight. Val puts her phone back in her pocket without responding. Okay, that's it for this episode of Deathbed Dave. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with another new episode.